The views expressed here reflect the views of Joel Marks, CLU-CHFC, financial advisor, and guests appearing on the program as of the date of the program and may change as market or other conditions change. Actual investments or investment decisions made by Ameriprise Financial and its affiliates will not necessarily reflect the views expressed on this program. This program will provide only general information, is not intended to provide investment advice, and does not account for individual investor circumstances. Investment decisions should always be made based on an investor's specific financial needs, objectives, goals, time horizon, and risk tolerance. Past performance does not guarantee future results, and no forecast should be considered a guarantee. Investment products, including mutual fund shares, are not insured, are not or guaranteed by any financial institution, and involve investment risks, including fluctuation in value and loss of principal. Investment products are not insured by the FDIC, NCUA, or any federal agency, are not deposits or obligations of or guaranteed by any financial institution, and involve investment risks, including possible loss of principal and fluctuation in value. Ameriprise Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Consult your tax advisor or attorney. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Good morning. This is Joel Marks, financial advisor. You're listening to Money Success here on Seville 107.5. It's great to be with you this morning. I want to remind you, you can contact me at 540-785-4315 or go to the website for WCHV.com and click on Money Success. It'll take you to my website, and there's my phone number, email address. You can email me. Let me know what – this is your program. So let me know what you'd like me to cover. If you have any questions, if you'd like to meet with me, you can contact me at 540-785-4315. Remember, I am located at your Virginia Credit Union in Seminole Court, right off of Route 29, next to MedExpress. And you do not have to be a member to meet with me. So it's great to be with you this Saturday morning. We've had a beautiful, hot week. And with that, we'll talk about a hot subject. We've been talking about volatility in the market. And I want to finish that up today, but kind of recap a few of the things that we've been talking about over these past couple weeks. Because even meeting with some clients over the past few weeks, they're very concerned about the market volatility. And they've seen where their accounts been moving quite a bit in different directions. We're ahead of the game quite significantly this year so far. But that's very selective investment advice for the clients according to their own needs. But we're doing quite well, I'm happy to say. But let's talk about, get back onto this volatility that's taking place in the marketplace. We talked about, you know, defining it as we were meeting the other day, that it's how much and how quickly the prices move over any specified period of time is the volatility we're concerned with. And we know that, I just tell my clients, do not look at your account every day. And if you do, please let me know, because I want to invest in Tums and Maalox, because I figure your stress level is going to be out the door. Because it is, the volatility is there, and there are different measurements of it. But you've heard me talk about, you've got to go the course, stay the plan, and work the plan that you've put together. Make adjustments as your situation changes, and as your needs change, and so forth. But be careful that you don't work on emotion. I just want to go over these numbers again, because I think this is just so significant when we talk about missing the best days, can how that can hurt your performance. And going back from January of 2022, we want to go back. I'm just going to use the S&P 500 Total Return Index, is what we're looking at. And just going back, and we're going to go back 20 years from January 2023, and we're going to go back 20 years. And using that index, if you were continually invested, and think about that, if we go back 20 years, that's going to take care of the real estate bubble of 2008, 9, 10 that we had in there to took a big dip in the market. In fact, it went down just shy of 39%, as I recall. And we had some dips in 2020 also. So it's got some major movements in the market on the downside. If you stayed the course for that 20-year period, again, that we're ending on January 31st of 2023, you averaged 10.28%, double digits, stayed the course. If you decided, I'm going to invest emotionally, and you pulled out for, and you missed the five best days in 20 years, you dropped to 7.77% return. You lost just shy of 3 points. Actually, 2.5 points, roughly, that you lost. Compounding that, that's significant. If you missed 10 days out of the 20 years, you dropped to 6.06%. That's just 10 days. If you missed 15 days, this gets significant. 15 days, you're down to 4.61. That's a half a month you missed in the market, and you're down 5.25% from staying in the market. 20 days, you're down to 3.38. Let's just take you out for a month. You're an emotional investor. You're all stressed out. You pull out. You miss 30 of the best days because you're in and out. You're down to 1.23%. And actually, if you miss 35 days, you're down to 0.25%. Think about that. You miss 30 days out of 20 years, 1 month, and you're down to 1.23%. How significant is that? Why do I talk about put a plan together, work the plan? This is it. Understand, I've got clients that have been emotional, and no matter what you tell them, they're going to do it. I have some clients that are still sitting on the side from 2020. And they've missed all of the returns that we're looking at since that time. And the market does come back significantly when we take a look at it. In fact, if we go back to 1929, the Great Depression began in 1929. Those of you in the younger generation may have to Google that. But if we go back to 1929 and we work all the way up to that January 31st of 2023, we find out that positive years was 69% of the time. Was 69 years out of that was positive, and only 26 were negative. We see that there was only a couple times that we had back-to-back years that were negative. In fact, if you take a look at it, we have 1 year that the market actually was down 40%. That was 1931. We had 2 years that was down between 30 and 40%. And I already mentioned one, 2008, in 1937. Then, if we talk about the market down between 30 and 20%, we had 3 years like that in 2002, 1974, and 1930. If you're down 10 to 20%, we find that we've got 8 years that were like that. If you're down 0 to 10%, we're 12 years. But here's where it gets significant. 0 to 10% plus 13 years. 10 to 20% gain, 19 years. 20 to 30% gain, 17 years. 30 to 40% gain, 15 years, and better than 40% gain, 4 years. 58, 54, 35, and 33. All significant periods of time that it happened. But, you know, 30 to 40%, we had that in 2019. And the 20 to 30% we had in 21, and we had it in 17. 09 came back that way. And 10 to 20% return was in 2020, 2016, 2014, 2012, 2010, 2006, 2004. So depending on where you've been, you missed it, folks. That's a real concern when we're talking about having your accounts working for you and staying the course. All the statistics show us, and it's not a guarantee of future performance, but the statistics are showing us, stay the course, work your plan, adjust your plan as you need to, and go with it. You know, we talked about understanding the volatility factors. And, you know, recessions come with the decrease in customer demand and high unemployment and bear markets. And we see that happens. And during expansion, we have increase in customer confidence and rise in employment and bullish markets. The effects are there when, even when you look at 30-day volatility, we're much better off staying the course. And if your plan is being properly managed, it's adjusting for some of this volatility that we may be having at any given time in the market where we see that the potential is going to hang around. But you have to take a look at the current market and economic conditions. And for most people, that's not what you want to do. Somebody once told me, you know, do what you do best and hire somebody else to do the rest. You know, I've met people, they try to deal with their portfolio, and eventually they say, you know, that's not really what I want to spend my life doing, especially post-retirement. Just get somebody else to do it, and we're fine. In fact, the statistics I gave you, again, we look at the bull and bear market. Usually a bull market lasts on average 2.7 years with an average gain of about 112%. And the bear market usually lasts about 9 months, average loss, negative 36%. Remember, average is the best of the worst and the worst of the best. So you've got to just keep that into consideration. Bear markets, most of them, you know, a quarter of them roughly, last 3 months, maybe 31% or so, 6 months. You know, the trough or being down, the 6 months is down about 32%, the 3 months about 23%. I'm rounding off. So what we're seeing is that the market is moving. It doesn't stay there. It may take a big dip, but it does come back, and historically it comes back double digit, makes it up. Rolling periods that we see in the stock market, the bond market, we see the good returns. You got to get the rolling years, and we take a look at the numbers. And again, what you're investing in, make sure that you're watching it, or somebody is watching it on a regular basis. Use your advisor to make sure that that's taking place for your benefit and that they're communicating with you on a regular basis. You need to know that. If you got any questions about it, give me a call. You can call me at 540-785-4315. Again, go to WCHV.com, click on Money Success, please. It takes you to my webpage. There's a lot of information there. My mugshot's there if you want to get a look at me. Give me a call. Drop me an email. The other thing, and in fact, I was meeting with some clients this week, and we were talking about inflation and taxes and how that affects, and the impact of inflation, especially what we've been going through these last 3 years, where you're going to the grocery store and you used to come out for $100 and come out with a cart, and now you're coming out of the grocery store and you got a couple bags. So you've got inflation, taxes. You cannot you can't control those. They are coming after you on a regular basis, And how do you adjust? How about the people on fixed incomes? You know, if you have 3% inflation and you've got $1 million, inflation will erode that over 15 years to $641,000. If you think about it, most people, once they retire, you're looking at 30 years plus post-retirement. And at 30 years, that $1 million is just eroded down to about $412,000. So you've got, watch where you're at, folks. Be careful of how inflation is affecting the erosion of your program. Plus, you're losing on taxes. So that 3% plus you put 2% for taxes, you got a real problem. Now, you know, even the federal government, they're trying to get down to 2% inflation, consumer price, with the consumer price. That on a 30 years, taking your $1 million down to about $552,000. So it's eroding it. You've got to have a plan that is staying ahead of the game. If you're making less than a little bit over 5%, if you're making less than that, you're losing the balance, the buying power of your dollar year over year. And you're going to start having some problems if you're not keeping up. And that doesn't mean that you have to be real aggressive in the market. Because once you start hitting retirement, unless you have lottery winnings or you got a big inheritance coming in, what you have is what you've got, and you've got to protect it. You got to grow it. You've got to protect it. Because my concern with my clients is I do not want you to outlive the money that you have. If anything gets to your heirs, God bless them. But otherwise, my clients come first, and those are the ones that I want to make sure that they have the finances and to maintain their economic world and have financial peace of mind. One quickly review, you know, the five ways to navigate your volatility. Keep your emotions in check. Don't run every time you listen to the news. At any given time, I can give you half of the people on the negative side, half of the people on the positive side, and half of the people in the middle. And you say, hey, that's 150%. That's because there's some people that just vacillate back and forth. And they haven't got a clue. And you've got to be careful. It's kind of like everybody's got an opinion. Do your research. Have confidence in who your advisor is. If you don't or you have concerns, go someplace else. Find somebody that you trust. And you want to lock in your gains when you're able to appropriately, and lock in your losses also so you can offset your gains for tax purposes if that's needed. Make decisions based not only on short-term events, but also on long-term events. Don't just do it based on day-to-day market swings. It gets too volatile in those kind of places. So you can work through that. Understand the risk tolerance that you're dealing with. How much risk are you comfortable with? If you always have to have a gain and you can't deal with the downside, well, then you belong in very conservative CD. There are some products out there, actually, that can protect your principal and give you upside return besides bank CDs and so forth. But you've got to take a look at what's available, what kind of returns that you can get, what's appropriate for you. In dealing with these programs. I want to remind you, you're listening to Money Success here on CBO 107.5. I'm Joel Marks, financial advisor, and here to meet with you every Saturday morning at 8:30. You can contact me at 540-785-4315, and I am located at your Virginia Credit Union in Seminole Court, right next to MedExpress, in fact. And you don't have to be a member to meet with me at any time. We've been talking about the market and it's dealing with volatility over these past few weeks. Just kind of doing a review as we finish this up this week in preparation. By the way, before I forget, I want to wish everybody a very safe and joyous 4th of July celebration. Remember what it's about. It's a great country that we live in, and we have so many freedoms that have been fought for over all these years by brave men and women to give us the freedoms that we have, and that in some cases we take advantage of, and in some cases we just take for granted. If you've traveled around the world, this is the only country that I know that people are dying to get into, and walking hundreds and thousands of miles to get to. So can't say that for any other country that I've ever been to. Anyways, we're talking about volatility, and some of the other things that you have to embrace is diversification. You can't have everything invested just in one thing. You got to spread it out. Develop a program that allows you to diversify your assets to take advantage of different aspects, be it stocks, bonds, cash, alternatives. You got to take a look at the different sectors that might be out there, be it consumer discretion, industrials, energy, finance, pharmaceutical, technology, communications, all different sectors. They perform differently. Which ones are appropriate for you? What in the sector are the picks that you ought to look at? You know, how is your account being managed? How is it being adjusted? We want to make sure that that's taking place. It's asset allocation. It's different asset classes performing differently during the same time period. So we want to make sure that your program is working accordingly. And align your financial strategy with what you are doing. Be in a situation where you get together, you create that program, and you align it to your risk tolerance, short and long-term goals, and your tax situation. It's all got to be taken into account. It's not just throwing something into a bucket and walking away. And you can do that, but it doesn't work over time. You can't just walk away. But and yet a lot of the listeners, you did that with your 401ks, your VRSs and 457s and 403Bs and all the IRAs, and you get it, you throw it into a bucket, and you don't look at it for 20 years. And then you wonder, well, why don't I have that much, or did I luck out, or what is my situation? And then maybe you walk into an advisor, and I have them come in and say, here, this is what I've got, this is what I've done, what should I do? And that's okay. But once your financial strategy is aligned with your discipline, that will help you stay on track, and it'll give you confidence in the plan that you have. And that's the big thing, is getting the plan put together, working that plan, reviewing it on a regular basis. You know, I look at my clients and say, we're getting together at least on a quarterly basis. During this time of the market, I want to make sure that we're on track for you, that things can change. Want to make sure that I'm aware of any changes. It could be health changes. It could be, hey, we're going to relocate. I've had clients that all of a sudden decide, we're going to downsize, or we want to get closer to our children or grandchildren, for whatever the reason that it might be. It may be for health purposes. It may be because you're going to help take care of the grandchildren. It could be that you're reaching a point where, yeah, maybe we need to be closer in case we need some help. So, you know, working that plan, we want to keep your emotions in check. We want to assess your risk tolerance. We want to embrace some diversification. We want to align your financial strategies to your goals. Don't align your goals to your strategy. That doesn't work. You don't put a strategy together and then try and get your goals to fit. You can't take a square peg and whittle it down and put it in a round hole. You don't want to do that. That's why I talk about the quantitative and qualitative aspects of financial planning. I meet with my clients, and we spend more time talking about their goals, where they see themselves 3 to 5, 6, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years out, pre and post retirement. You know, what do you, what are your hobbies? What do you like to do for fun? Where do you, what would you like to do that you're not doing? And let's put that in there. If you like to travel, how often do you want to travel? Is it in country, out of country, both? That's all, you know, what's the cost to do that? And that's all put into the plan. And we're looking at your lifestyle and what's important to you and activity-wise and what's not important to you. That all goes together. I spend more time on the qualitative aspects because the quantitative, the dollars are what they are. And the question is, depending if it's pre-retirement, what do we have to do to get the accounts up to where it needs to be and to accomplish your personal goals? That's what we're going to do. If you're hitting retirement, you're there. We got to figure out, can we make adjustments either in your plan to what do we have to do to try and meet your goals? Or do we have to take your personal goals and do we have to adjust them down a little bit or expand them out in time a little bit to be able to do what you want to do? I'm not a magician, though, so, and no advisor is. So, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. You know, so I can only do so much with what you have, but we can work it out. There are ways to work those things out. And we put extensive plans together to make those what you have and get it working for you. So we want to align your financial strategies with your goals and make sure that we're disciplined. You know, and you're going to go through times when you're going to question, should I do this or should I do that? And we're going to, you know, I meet with my clients. Let's go over what, you know, here's what we're at. Here's what it looks like. Here are the goals that we are. Are we on track? If we're not, do we have to make some kind of an adjustment in what we're doing? Maybe we do. Maybe we don't. Maybe it's a glitch that's taking place in the economy overall, in the total market. Or, you know, it's a, we see that. The Fed's come out with a news release, and we see the market react the next day or that day, and then the market gets back into where it should be. And you're going to have institutions or people all of a sudden, they're going to take some profits off. We see that as we go by the end of, near the end of the year. You're going to see some additional market volatility where people start doing tax harvesting, where they start adjusting their non-qualified accounts, their regular investment accounts, to offset their gains with some losses. And we see a little bit more action in the market with some of that taking place. So we plan for that. So keep your emotions. You want to keep them in check as you're getting ready for planning the market and watching your account. So be careful. You know, embrace your diversification, embrace your plan, watch what you're doing, and you'll be successful over time. You won't have those great losses, and you'll have more gains. Get advice. Again, I'm Joel Marks, financial advisor. You're listening to Money Success on CBO 107.5. It's been great to be with you this Saturday morning. Again, I want to wish you a very special and safe 4th of July. If you get out, this is hamburger hot dog time and the ooh-ahs as they take off into the sky at night. But remember, a lot of people gave their lives and fought for this this special day that we have and in the country that we live in. Take a moment and give thanks for the country God has given us. Also remember, you can contact me at 540-785-4315. And remember, the best is yet to come.